Welcome to
Movie Banter.
That took 12 hours to rehearse that. No.
Let alone the dance routine.
I know.
You can't even see that.
It was wasted, really. With Heinz, what were we thinking? I don't know. Stupid.
It's not the medium.
No. Anyway, I'm John Towns.
I'm Paul Grenzer.
I'm Jennifer Masters.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to a special.
Special.
Yes. Ooh. On things.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a generic.
Movies made. We might mention a movie.
Yeah. Bit of gardening.
Just do some banter.
Yeah.
Bit of gardening banter.
Bit of quantum physics. Well, it's a sort of superhero-y blockbuster, kind of Avengers slightly, but not really.
Well, we thought we'd answer a few burning questions.
Burning.
Which then prompted other burning questions.
Sort of like almost a smorgasbord, really, of topics we can discuss.
Yes.
And this week they just happened to all be kind of superhero-y, Avengers-y
blockbuster-y
themed.
Yeah.
So,
mixing stuff.
With tangents.
Yes.
So, welcome to it, and let us commence, shall we?
Sounds good.
What's the first burning issue of the day?
Well, one thought that occurred to me, we could leave it with go something slightly more topical-ish, which is to connect to the Avengers, which is who'd win in a fight between all the Avengers, before the Avengers actually comes out.
So these are the modern Avengers, this isn't...
Yes, we're essentially the people in... No, not the
60s
TV
series,
show, no.
With the bowler hat and all
the
that.
Film that is
obviously
out.
Him.
Well, of course. Yeah. Or Sean Connery in the film. I've not thought about that
in
years.
That, shall we?
Why did I do that to my brain?
I know.
Except for Uma Thurman in leather. That worked quite well. Yeah. Everything else, dreadful.
Didn't see it.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
You missed nothing.
Well, either way.
Sean Connery wearing tartan trousers wanted to control the weather. Ralph Fiennes slumming it. And Uma Thurman in tight leather. Ta-da. Yeah,
it wasn't good.
It was a very odd film for anyone to have ever made.
The newer Avengers film should not have those things.
No,
so let's recap then. Who's in?
Because we haven't seen all of them yet. We know who's in the Avengers, but not all of them. But the main ones, we've got Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Hawkeye is a new addition.
Who's Hawkeye?
Hawkeye is in Thor, only as a cameo. Jeremy Renner. Plays Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In
Thor. He's a little sort of cameo when he's trying to get the hammer.
Yeah.
And they say, get someone up high. And we just see someone grab a bow and arrow and sort of go up a crane. And that's Jeremy Renner.
Well, he wouldn't win in a fight between the Avengers. He hasn't got his own film.
No. You've Although he may film, get his own it. Film after.
Oh, well, maybe.
Well, true. Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson. And I feel there's one or two others I'm missing out. But I don't know.
I don't know Black Widow.
Does Nick Fury count?
She's in Iron Man 2.
Yes.
Well, Nick Fury is in it more, but I don't know what powers he...
As a hero?
I don't know if he's an Avenger, if he's just a leader.
And that CIA fella?
Agent Coulson.
Agent Coulson. I think he's out. He's out in the first round, I think.
Actually, that's a line that I sort of didn't pick up on, except that, I did the second time round watching Thor, when Thor refers to Agent Coulson as, yes, son of Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Which I quite
that's
like.
Nice. Yes, I like that. That's good.
It really comes down to you've got Thor, who is, kind of Norse god-ish. Iron Man, lots of technology. Incredible Hulk is big.
Yeah.
Strong.
Smash.
Good work.
Yeah.
True.
So it's
the four, isn't it?
I think it's, though, yeah.
Let's break it down to semi-finals, then. So, first of all, let's have...
The thing is also, Incredible Hulk might be all sort of a bad guy. Well, not a bad guy in the Avengers, but kind of someone they all have to fight. Because if he loses control and goes, Hulk smash, then they need to take him out.
Okay, so let's...
But keep the Incredible Hulk in, because I think in the Avengers comics, he's a bit more controlled.
So what about Hulk versus Thor, then? Do the four-letter ones
I think Thor would win it.
Yeah.
Thor would beat Hulk.
He's got the hammer.
He's got the lightning on his side, and he can fly.
Hulk's got the Hulk,
But...
Also, in comic mythology, technically, apparently, the Hulk gets stronger the angrier he gets.
Right.
And his power is technically unlimited.
Nice.
But he'd need to be really furious.
Yeah. Nick Furious?
Well done.
Thanks.
But I think possibly Thor hitting him repeatedly in the face with a hammer might make him really furious.
That's true.
I think hit him in the face with a hammer, he'd probably kill him.
Well, that is possible. And also Thor can fly.
Yeah.
With his hammer.
And he can...
Well, Hulk can fly, can't he?
Well, he can jump a lot. It's not really the same.
Ang Lee could.
Jumping
flying
not
and
flying.
Flying and jumping are not the same thing.
Don't make me Ang Lee.
I think... And Thor's also really quite strong as well.
Yes. Yeah, but he's conventionally strong-ish. He's not as strong as Hulk. I reckon one good hit from the Hulk could lay out Thor, but equally, but vice versa.
Yeah, but I think, but
Hulk, I'm still going to go.
Is
with
it, Hulk, so is, Hulk it, is clumsy.
It's kind of who gets the first blow in, really, isn't it?
Pretty much, actually. Yeah, I think.
But I think Hulk is clumsy, and Thor's more nimble. Yeah. So
but
I'm
also,
go
if Hulk, if Hulk gets stronger as he gets angrier, then the first couple of blows, he's not going to be that angry.
Yeah,
yet.
But well, true. Nice,
he needs
he?
A bit, more.
Exactly.
To yeah. So it's probably going to be Thor, isn't it?
And also, eventually, he's going to go back to being Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Maybe before he turns.
And then Thor will just.
Thor
bump
just.
Him.
Yeah, while Bruce Banner's asleep, Thor sneaks up, smashes his head in. Problem solved.
Right. Thor wins. Final number one.
Brilliant.
Thor wins. So now we've got Iron Man versus
Captain America.
Iron Man 2. No, so both Iron Man. Iron Man versus Captain America.
Captain America, yeah.
I don't know about Captain America yet.
No, well, Captain America, he's a sort of a he's kind of a human in absolute peak physical condition. He's got the super soldier serum
oh, yes,
thing.
Of course.
So he's sort of faster and stronger, but not ridiculously.
So he's got
so.
No real special powers apart from
well,
just being
he,
very American.
Slightly.
He lost
I think a lot of Americans would classify being American as a superpower.
Of course, but, well, they are a superpower.
Right. Very true. No, but I know he's also got the shield, which is impenetrable.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Andy.
Exactly. And he
yeah, but it's probably made by Stark, wasn't it? So,
yes. So Stark will just sabotage it.
Well, there you have it. That might be the clue.
Well, that's the thing. And I reckon I give it to Iron Man, personally.
I would give it to Iron Man.
Stop it. No,
no.
Well, I'd give it to Captain America.
Give it to Black Widow, personally. But anyway.
I'd give it to Uma Thurman.
Anyway.
Just talk about women in black leather. Anyway.
No, I think that obviously.
Yeah, I think Iron Man's superior technology would. And also, because Captain America comes from the 40s, and then I think he's going to get frozen in ice at the end of Captain America, and
okay.
then wake up in modern
How
times.
Convenient.
Which well, I think is what happened in the comics.
If that goes wrong, he could just be, you know, 90.
Well,
he's a really old man. I was in the war, you know! Captain America, they called me!
Of course you were, Grandad. You sit here, we're going to fight the bad guys.
During the war, you know, it's just a lot of that, basically. Except in an American accent, obviously. I remember I was Lieutenant America. Lieutenant Colonel, and it was... And it was Captain America.
I could throw my shield. Of course you could, Grandad.
So I think Iron
no,
Man...
No, but also, if he's going to come from the 40s, all you need to do is, look, it's a computer, and Molly's in awe of this. You sneak up behind him with a tyre iron.
If he's from the 40s, he's got some pip-pip, what-ho.
He's
American.
Bally Jerry, pranged his kites right in the house of Molly. Well, it's the shield is Stark technology, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of 40 Stark technology.
So,
it's
Stark's, Tony Stark's dad, then, isn't it?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think that's not just speculation. Actually, right. In the trailer, in fact, they say, yeah, right, so when you're ready, Stark, and you see him push the plunger.
Yeah. So I think...
And but now it's what modern Tony Stark technology, like computers. So and again, the flying
so
thing. You see, Iron Man can fly, and Captain America could throw his shield at him, but that's it, really. Or maybe just shout like an old man, just stand on his lawn and shake his fist.
During the war, once again, you know. So Iron Man and Thor.
I think Iron Man versus
final.
Thor. Yeah,
both can fly.
Well, that's the thing. You see, it's more of an even match.
And, and both can have hammers because Tony Stark can get a hammer, can't he? Well, yeah, anyone can get a hammer.
I'm sure you've got one lying around here. For
a Hulk could have had a hammer. I've been to Millet.
I only thought, but the Hulk, he doesn't really think about these things, though, does he?
Ahead.
When he's just rampaging a Hulk smash, he doesn't think Hulk must go to car park and get
Hulk,
an hour's parking.
Hulk no forward thinky.
Hulk seen advert for discount in B&Q. doesn't really work that way.
Closed on bank holiday.
So
probably
putting aside the hammer issue.
So it's Thor.
Well,
see, so now armor can probably stand up to repeated hammer blows.
True.
Probably. Mm.
Well, the thing is, even though Stark is, you know, witty and fun, he does make mistakes, doesn't he?
Yeah, but then so does Thor. See, Thor's a bit prideful, a bit arrogant.
Well, he's not anymore, is he?
I don't think you can beat that out of you completely in the course
of
one
feeling.
Film.
You're going to be on the side of Thor in this.
Yes,
one.
Really.
I think I've seen through it. Yeah.
But the thing is. But he's a god, whereas Stark is a man.
But he's not actually a god, though. The Norwegians viewed him as a god. He's just an alien being. Just your common old garden alien being from another dimension.
Yes, that's right. With a magic hammer.
With a magic hammer.
Given in Thor there's the frost giants,
yes.
Is that any relation to the fact he's called Thor, as in...
I don't know. It's spelled differently.
They Thor out, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know where his name comes from.
No.
Theme. Don't think so.
No.
Okay,
just because all those because also, but because oh dear, but also because the frost giants were defeated before he was born. I think.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. But, anyway, it'd be a close run thing. Okay, so, I mean, yeah, well, Thor's magic hammer probably counts for quite a lot, but Stark's got energy beams.
He can make a magic hammer. Well, he can't make magic.
Well, no,
can
he can't
make close things, but
yeah.
No. Maybe Thor is.
He could make, but he might be able to make a rocket-powered, computer-controlled hammer. Which sounds pretty.
Just create a nuclear warhead and just send
well,
over.
Yeah, that is true, actually. Yeah,
I mean, magic's going to beat the lot, isn't it?
Not necessarily. Robert, are you Paul well, Daniels you... versus Thor. David Copperfield versus Iron Man. I'm fairly sure Iron Man would win.
But David Copperfield could make him disappear.
But not necessarily. He could, then Iron Man would just burst out of the other half of the box of the mirror in it
or
that David Copperfield,
David Copperfield
could
kidnap Pepper Potts and saw her in half, or so it looks like.
No. Or threaten to saw her in half.
Exactly.
See, that's a good point, because he's got a real weakness there, isn't he?
True, except she's not in the Avengers. But then Iron Man's got Jane...
Thor.
Thor's got Jane.
Yeah.
So
really, it's down to Natalie Portman versus Gwyneth Paltrow, isn't it?
Well, that's true. Which one is more likely to be blackmail material?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Natalie Portman, personally.
She's dinky,
isn't
she?
Should we take a vote on it? I mean, the Thor Iron Man thing. You know, should we? This is
I'm gonna have to side with Thor. I reckon. Yeah, I hope they end up fighting.
I hope that the Avengers follows the plot of what we've just discussed.
What
Iron Daniels is in
what,
it?
Incredible Hulk's going to mill it.
I hope all of this is in the film. Otherwise, I'm not going. In 3D, I want to. On a 3D mill it.
Just go to Millions. It's in 3D. It's the real world. You can wander around. It's so realistic. You can buy a tent.
I've just realised that Millets don't do hammers. They do clothing and tents, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
It's Robert Dias.
Robert Dias.
Do,
like, that's really what little hammers for the tent thing.
That's true. Yeah, there you go. They'll do a hammer.
Yeah. A rock hammer.
Should we go now? Take the recording device with us.
Let's go to Millets.
We'll find out.
It must be the most confused you'd ever see shop staff. Was Hulk in earlier? Was he not? All right.
No, okay.
Go and find him.
See big Hulk out
there. There was no Hulk here.
You know, when he came in, shouted some out, he couldn't find a hammer and just stormed out.
Thor wins.
Well, apparently the one semi-rumour, semi-confirmed aspect of the Avengers will be that they're all sort of forced to band together to fight possibly Loki versus, the Skrulls, who are like some alien people. Or possibly the Incredible Hulk. Or I think Loki is definitely in it, though. So they're all going to band together to have to do this, but none of them will get on. It won't really work as a unit, and so they'll all end up disbanding. So hopefully we may get to see Thor and Iron Man fight each other or something.
I'm guessing the post-filming after-party will be a very low-key affair.
Get out.
You could hear the tumbleweed, couldn't
you? Oh, yes, you really could. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, very geeky battle, but let us know your thoughts between which Avenger would win. No doubt this has been documented online didn't think to look it up before checking. And someone better informed than us will probably think of someone's key weakness.
Probably a lot more dull as well.
That's true. No Hulk shopping there.
Shall we move on to topic number two then?
This will connect to the Avengers film, which is the post-credit sequences. Films, or lack thereof, because the Avengers or the pre-Avengers films have not relied on them, but have been quite good at
always
after dropping them in.
I was the only one in the cinema who stayed for the post-credits bit.
Yeah,
especially 80 or so left.
After Thor.
Yeah.
Ah, no one else. I'm surprised because
now. Yeah, I would have thought because with Iron Man and Iron Man 2 do quite a good job of being famously, having post-credits sequences that are also relevant down the line, and especially after Thor one. Actually is almost sort of plot, advances the plot.
It's helpful, isn't it, really?
I think a bird just flew into something.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Yeah. The wonders of British gardens. And I was saying this possibly to you, Jen, or possibly to someone else I went to the cinema with. Can't think who else that would have possibly been. I quite like post-credit sequences, because normally I tend to stay late. But I really like the idea, one day, of making a film and putting something after the credits that completely undermines the entire plot of what
you've everyone's killed off.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Either just suddenly kill it. Kind of, actually, Blackadder 2 did that.
Oh, at the very end. Yeah, that's true.
At the very end of the series of Blackadder 2, sort of see everyone lying dead and the imposter has not been killed and has killed them all. So something like that, that just ends up, or just shifting it, or makes you realise that it was, I don't know, just for my own amusement.
I think they're good also because, you know, all those names up there, okay, it's a bit dry to look at, but all those names are involved in that film and they have a right to be seen.
Quite right to.
Well,
equity.
The trouble is, I'm sort of with you on that, but also the logic, not annoys me, but I can't help but think, me, whether I view the names or not, doesn't actually affect anything. Really.
No, but
looking at the names doesn't do anything. They've still done their job.
But the credits are wrong.
It gives you a sense of the scale of what you've just seen and seeing all the people involved. And also occasionally seeing jobs and thinking, what does that person do? And if you're really geeky like me, you might go home, look it up, say, oh, I didn't know that was a job that needed doing, but it does.
Mm. But I kind of like it with, particularly with Disney films, how they, it's still part of the film.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's not
credits
like,
are often quite animated.
Yeah.
Well, has anyone ever done a film where, because you know, they can last like 10, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
like
some of them ridiculous.
So why not just throughout the film
just have the credits?
Just one at a
streaming.
Time, one every 20 seconds or something. Yeah. Either along the bottom or just in the background.
Like at the end of sitcoms, you quite often get the credits are scrolling during the final few jokes.
So I'm thinking just like, you know, someone has a swig of a can of Coke, but instead of Coke it says, sound design, Dave Springsteen.
Some might argue that would undermine or drag you away from the sense of immersion.
Yeah, it could actually be a very knowing film. It's quite a nice idea, actually. Just have a film knowing about the film. For example, a person going, well, I'm clearly not going to die in this sequence because, we've got another half the film to go.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Mind you, actually, we're coming back to superhero-ish. That's kind of what I hope the, not Daredevil, Deadpool film will be, if they ever get around to making it. He was in Wolverine, but briefly. And will be played by Ryan Reynolds. Oh. And there are plans afoot to make a Deadpool film. But the comics, he's famous in the comics for often breaking the fourth wall and sort of talking to the reader or meeting a character. Hey, I haven't seen you since issue 64. Gosh. And things like that. And one panel I saw recently where I think he had to, something happened down the line he wanted to warn himself about. Mm. And so he kind of cut his way back through the comic to a previous panel to talk to himself. And these things like that. And I hope the film will have elements of that in it.
Mm.
So this is knowing...
Aware.
Being aware that he is in...
That's quite fun.
An artificial
like
thing.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah, true.
Sort of stop the film and start it again.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it could work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to do it. Make a film with post-credit things. I think Lethal Weapon 3 has got a good example as well, where at the very end, and it's clearly without the stars, but they do the voiceovers, because it starts with them accidentally blowing up a building and ends with them. You just see Murtaugh's car drive up to a building and they say, right, and you just hear them talking, just say, right, I've been called here, what's going on, I don't know. And just as they pull up, the building just blows up and just completely, and it's clearly a building detonation. They thought, can we just drive the car near it while it happens? And they go, quick, go, go, and they just turn around and drive off. But yeah, there aren't many examples of ones which just change the film radically.
No.
Says here, one of the earliest appearances was the Muppet movie, 1979. There you go. Just a bit of trivia about the post-credit sequence.
But yeah, it's a nice addition. But the only thing I do wish is that they knew, or that you knew before waiting all the way through the credits, if there was going to be something or not. And obviously, in part, that's deliberate, so that they...
Should be a little sign to say, coming up, stay tuned.
Mm.
Except then, of course, if they said, there's nothing after the credits, then everyone would go and wouldn't see the credits, and they probably want them to see the credits. But yeah.
Yeah. It's like also with Pirates 3.
All the Pirates film.
Oh, there was, wasn't there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all the Pirates film have sort of vaguely relevant
was
bits.
Was there one at end of 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was.
What is it?
It's, I don't know whether I should say it.
Give me a vague hint.
It's another little island.
Another little island. I can't
remember. Penelope Cruz is then left on the island to fend for herself.
Is that after the credits?
But no,
That's before the credits.
That's before the credits.
No, but it's on the island and she discovers something.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can't exactly remember what did she discover, but yeah, we should discuss that afterwards.
Does she discover all of the films that we've wanted to leave on
the desert island? Just a mountain of films.
Who there for these years?
Exactly. But with no DVD player.
What we're doing, we're actually just building a hut out of DVDs.
Should have used wood, really. But yeah, actually, all the Pirates films, we can't get it, because I think the second one, when the monkey is undead, which stems from the post-credit sequence of the first one, where we see a monkey steal one of the coins. And various people like submitting mistakes to my site, saying, "Oh, but why is the monkey undead? Because it was all undone." So, no, you should have watched the credits. Then you see that it ticks over into the second one. So, and I think was Jeffrey Rush reintroduced at the end of the second?
Yeah, yes, that was.
Yeah, so they've actually used it quite nicely, just to encourage people to stay through.
Yes. Again, it's Disney, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Of course it is.
Yeah. But
yes. Should we do another question?
Next
burning topic of desire is best Batman. Breaking away from Les Avengers into un autre hero de super.
L'homme de bat.
L'homme de bat.
Yes, whatever the French for bat is.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Because there's been a few, haven't there? There's been a few.
Well, that's the thing, because Adam West did make a film.
Did he?
Yeah, 1966.
It was indeed.
Batman a movie.
And then, of course, Michael Keaton and Val Kilmer and George Clooney and Christian Bale. I don't think there have been any other big screen Batmen. Even animated, actually. There have been a couple of... Well, Kevin Conroy. There have been a couple of sort of DVD movies or TV movies, which are animated from animated series, which were actually not bad. Mask of the Phantasm, I think, is very good, with Kevin Conroy doing top voice work. But I think that's the only... Although Paul is just checking via the intertubes.
Yeah, this isn't very clear.
Those are the big ones, anyway.
One of the important things, obviously, in deciding who is the best Batman is who's got the best lips. Because, to be honest, that's all you really see
that's
the most
that's the
time.
Weird thing, actually. It's all about the jaw.
All about the jawline.
Yeah.
And Val Kilmer does have a very pretty mouth.
He fits it quite. The thing is that George Clooney has got sort of a good angular jaw for Batman. But, yeah, but that's just the visuals. Yeah? That's just your shallow surface thinking. Whereas, yeah. See, Michael, I really liked Michael Keaton's
Batman.
He was
very funny as well. He's got a craziness to him. That...
Yeah, he was a more interesting Bruce Wayne. I think we actually saw more of him as Bruce Wayne than we did as most people.
Yes, I think that's... Because it's obviously a lot of setup as well.
Yes. But, I mean, Val Kilmer, we only saw sort of a couple of social events.
Well, having said that, what about Christian Bale?
We don't see him much. Well, no, but Bruce Wayne is almost... See, I'm showing my comic book
geekery
here. Well, no, Bruce Wayne is almost sort of the character, kind of.
Mm.
Is the persona he puts forward.
Yeah.
And him as him... I mean, when he's talking to Morgan Freeman or similar, he's kind of being Batman, really.
Mm.
Without the voice. But
without
he's
the
sort
suit.
Of that, yeah. Whereas Bruce Wayne needs to be kind of a playboy type. And I think Michael Keaton was quite good at that. Mm. We saw a degree of vulnerability. Yeah. I mean, George Clooney was hampered by a terrible, terrible, terrible film. So, I don't know, really. For me, it comes down to Keaton or Bale.
Aww.
We're being waved at by Paul's son through
a
window.
It's Daddy!
Hey, baby! Hey, baby!
I would ask him who the best Batman is. I don't think you know who the best Batman is.
Daddy's the best Batman.
True.
Proving that he's very sweet, but knows nothing about films whatsoever. Yeah.
He's so cute. Yeah. Wave at the baby, John, anyway. You heartless man.
Well, he wasn't waving.
Should we include all that?
Just... I'll cut that. It was a lot of silence.
It was a lot of silence.
So, it comes down to Keaton or Bale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I don't know, I've got a list of some of my favourites. My favourite is probably Jim Broadbent, who,
really?
Of course, as we all know, played Batman in Spider Plant Man for Comic Relief 5 years ago.
Right.
Or there's Bruce Thomas, who played Batman in a series of OnStar commercials. There's Kevin Conroy, who voiced Batman in the animated films.
Yeah. Who was extremely good.
Dick Gauthier played Batman in a public service announcement about equal pay. I think it's probably my favourite.
Right.
Because of the equal pay issue.
Yeah, it's very important.
Between bats and men. Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Animal rights.
But all those aside, probably Adam West.
Really?
But you sicken me.
It's just the best Batman, isn't it?
No.
I
like him in Family Guy.
Genuinely,
it's because of the Batman that he's in Family Guy. If Christian Bale or Michael Keaton are being lampooned in Family Guy in 40 years' time, then I will change my vote. And it shows that they have the longevity that Adam West clearly had back in 1966.
Mm.
Yeah, but I can tell you, I'm very unimpressed.
And also, it depends on... I would not necessarily argue that his longevity is due to the brilliance
I think
of
is.
The Good. Batman TV show.
It's just an amazing series, isn't it?
Do you think anyone could come back? I mean, do you think Michael Keaton could be Batman again? I mean,
they do like Doctor Who when all the Batmen come together again and help each other.
I think he's too old now.
Yeah, really. This is it, because so actually he's out of
But unless they... Well, no, because it's who was the best Batman.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't in the question. Who is the best Batman?
Oh, for goodness sake, pedant. No, unless they make the Dark Knight Returns, which is the Frank Miller comic book, which is set when Batman is sort of 50 or 60, Superman has aged as well, and it's sort of into the future.
Didn't think Superman really did. Oh, no, of course he
does. Yeah. And, which, I mean, it's a very good comic book, but there's occasional rumour about making it into a film, but it's a bit, it'd be a bit of a tricky one to do. But with an older Batman. But then I think Michael Keaton is old enough to play that Batman, so give it a few years, we'll see.
I think, I actually think Val Kilmer was very good, but I'm going to go for Christian Bale.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, that's
he's got more to come, really, isn't he?
True. He also he fits. Yeah, the Dark Knight Rises. Yes. He fits this Batman better. I couldn't see Michael Keaton playing the current incarnation.
No.
Well, a little bit, but not quite the same. Awesome. But equally, Christian Bale wouldn't fit into the Tim Burton Batman.
And none of them would fit into the '60s Batman.
No. Except I think
except for Michael Keaton, actually, maybe could.
Maybe Keaton.
He'd rise to the challenge.
He'd do alright. Yeah.
And no one should really think too much about Batman Forever or Batman and Robin. I don't mind Batman Forever, but it's more what it heralds. It heralds.
Yeah.
It's the descent into
the beginning of the end.
I've blocked it out.
No, Batman Forever. It's not bad. I have a reasonable amount of time for it. Jim Carrey was quite a good Riddler, to be honest. But anyway,
he's bonkers, isn't he?
Mad.
You're mad. Well, mad at me. I am the crazy one in the office.
So
ultimately, good. Yes.
Each their own.
Yeah, kind of. It's a hard one to choose.
Yeah,
or not settled. Should we do one last issue then?
Fair enough.
Which we have down here as what next after 3D?
That's 4D.
The burning. Oh, there we go. Good, that was easy. See you next time. Bye.
But everything's in 4D, depending on how you define the fourth dimension.
What is the fourth dimension?
It's either time or it's another physical dimension.
So if it's time, everything's in 4D.
Yeah,
we're living in another physical dimension.
It's impossible. Okay. Yeah. So it's kind of
3.5D. Pi D.
Just a bit of another dimension.
Pi D Piper. Heidi High.
Paul's stuck in a loop.
I don't know. Well, I'm hoping the next after 3D will be 2D again, and then we'll just
Guess
what happens. And
then
1D,
then if you're dot. Well, you are getting some cinema, I think more in theme parks, that say, hey, 4D, and what they mean is smells and sounds, not sounds.
Yeah, I suppose
they rain on smells, you and stuff like
that. Smelly vision. Water sprays, insects coming at you,
quite
and
a good
set fire to you. It's very real.
Well, the Thought Park one, it's got Leslie Nielsen in it, is a pirate.
Good. Yes, because they spray water in your face, like they've got sort of blasts of air coming at you.
And wasps coming at you, and you feel buzzes in the back of your chair. Quite good. But that belongs in a theme park. I'm kind of glad it's there in a theme park.
It would be too reactionary, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't want it.
There are arguments for and against it, but 3D you can at least argue adds to the cinematic experience. It gives you a depth of field and sort of immerses you in it. Whereas I think, and you can structure a film around it. And yes, you get things lunging out of the screen at you, but it can just be depth and makes it interesting to watch. I don't think there's any legitimately good dramatic way you could utilise being sprayed in the face by water or bees buzzing at you.
No. I think
average film.
No. But I think smell would be interesting, to be honest.
True, but
hard because you'd have
many people
really
have tried to do
smells.
It.
Do you do it like they did in the 50s? You get a scratch and sniff card, and it's like 20 minutes in, and the little caption says "nail scratch box one."
But I think it's been done before, though. I mean, over the year, well, like that and other where they try to get it right. And it just ends up either smelling horrible, or you can't smell it, or it's pointless, or I don't think it
really.
Well,
you just imagine you get a whole cocktail.
Well, that's the trouble.
Strange
smells.
Continuously pulling the air through.
Yeah.
One that was quite good, Ghost Stories, the live stage show, where they had the smell of bleach.
Oh, yes.
That was quite good.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a stage, obviously, but they used it in a similar way, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm.
It's quite good.
But that's the thing, there'll be so limited ways of doing it, mm. or uses for it, that I don't think any
The other thing I quite like, which again, you could never do on a grand scale, but this idea where the cinema itself, you've either got actors in the cinema with you, who come in before and after the film, or during there doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a bit of fun. It would never be as a mainstream thing.
Yeah.
Or also this idea of screening films in different places that reflect the film.
Yeah.
So they did like the Railway Children on an old railway line.
Oh, yes.
Or I think not far from here, actually, they're showing the Evil Dead films in a forest.
Oh, nice.
On a giant screen in the middle of the night.
I'd quite like that.
So that's a nice idea. You know?
Yeah, Witch Project.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So no one can find where the cinema is. Follow the map, I'm not there. It's not been
going around in circles.
The other technological things you've got are films being shown at, I think, 60 frames a second, or maybe 48 frames a second, rather than 24, which apparently makes them look a lot more realistic, because they're so much faster that your brain can process, or not process them, but the illusion of movement is far better, which could work. Or even higher resolution digital stuff, which may make the picture look better. But won't really. I doubt you'll ever pay more for a higher resolution. It'll just be.
I mean, the thing is, that's the thing. Hollywood are going to try and get new technology out there and say, you'll need this, and you have to pay more money to go and see this version. And we probably will go, well, we've been fine in the last 80 years with how it's been.
Because 3D, I think, has only really been usable because digital projection came in. Because with traditional projectors, you probably could project 3D, but I think it would be a massive pain. So without a digital projector, you can't really do 3D. And digital projectors partly came in through 3D, but also, I think, because they're a lot more convenient and you can just, easier than shipping huge rolls of film and other stuff. So 3D was kind of a byproduct of that. Whereas Smell-O-Vision would just be, you've got to install hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of smelling equipment.
Exactly.
That's all you can do with it. Yeah. And I don't see...
I've only recently been a convert to digital sort of prints. I really am. Now I'm seeing, actually, that is quite... crystal clear where before you can see the problems.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't like is that behind the scenes, for a start, all the projectionists have been sacked because they're not needed anymore because you just click start and the manager's office
plug a hard disk in and push a button. Yeah.
So that so less care and attention goes into it. And so often you see like there's a fly on the screen or there's some sort of thread missing. You've got to go and tell the manager and he says, oh, okay, we'll do it in about 10 minutes. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, this fly that's been blocking the screen is swiped off for it. Because there's just no one else there to do it. In the old days, they'd spot that sort of thing. And even once or twice, I know of where they've been screening it in the wrong resolution or the sound's not there.
Yeah.
And you go and complain to the manager. And I've even heard of people saying that they can't do anything about it because the manager says, we can't, because it's all started remotely. They said, actually, the way they do it nowadays is it's actually, they even in the cinema, they don't get to press play in many of the places now. Sometimes it's actually done so remotely that it's basically sort of pretty much in America somewhere. They've sent you the stuff and you can't start it again. You can't, you are paid a license to show a film at 220. And if something's wrong with it, then tough. It's just going to play out and it will have to all day until like a week later when they can send an engineer from Los Angeles over or something. It does mean that, yes, we're getting digital, good quality stuff, but on the downside, there's less care and attention into the personal side of it.
See, maybe in an ideal world, what the cinema should invest in is things to make the cinema experience just better generally. Like maybe other people, more people at tills.
That would be nice.
Or people, one person per screen, popping in every few minutes to make sure no one's talking.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a future thing would be nice. Mobile phone signal blockers.
Yes,
that would be quite nice. So that these kids at the front don't stop tweeting and Facebooking throughout the entire bloody film.
Well, things, even if, I don't mind if someone's using a phone silently, because there's a lot you can do with a phone silently, but if you're going to shield the screen...
Yeah. Because
people who sort of sit there thinking, and just sort of think, well, I might not make a noise. You're not making a noise, but there is a bright light right in my field of view.
And even I wouldn't even mind if it was like, I've got, an emergency thing or I've just had a phone call. Even if everyone had just had a phone call or a text and checked it, that wouldn't be so bad. It's the fact that people are sat there at the front, bored, because they're thinking nothing's happened for a minute. I'll just check my phone. Oh, yeah, no, someone's got hair extensions on Facebook. Just stop it.
Tweeting someone who's just two seats down because it's their mate. It's their mate.
Oh, it's just so annoying. So that needs to stop.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, the trouble is, even to me, we're just sounding old. Yeah. But they're still, I think, valid concerns. But they've also probably always been an issue.
Yeah.
I think if someone's bored, even before phones, if they were just bored, they'd be chatting to their friends or throwing things or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Might actually, to a degree, I said this a while ago, about I like sitting quite near the front of the cinema. Mm. And I think in part that helps, because then if people are using their phones behind you, you can't see them.
True.
Doesn't mean, if you're plus, right at the front, but if you're right at the back, but you just see this field of lit up screens in front of you, it ruins it.
I mean, if you're sat up front, you can check your phone really well.
I know, it's brilliant, because, yeah.
And, you know, it lights up the cinema nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Mm. It's a public service, so everyone behind me can, you know, see what's going on.
On behalf of us all, thank you. Yes, thank you for that. We appreciate it. And that shoe that hits you in the face was purely accidental.
One other last thing, just about digital distribution, is that I don't see anyone doing it, but you probably could, given it's easier to make multiple copies of films. Would be to have films that are slightly different. So, yeah, and because Clue do this.
Oh, yeah.
Had different endings.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So just films that have slight differences. And it would just be kind of a talking point or get people talking about
it. Well, also,
it,
if what the cinema people want is for us to go to the cinema more,
yeah,
then have a few different versions. If we knew, like, you have different covers of magazines, collect the set, we knew that, oh, well, Thor is in the cinema, but there are four different versions you can see.
Yeah.
You'd seek out all four versions.
Well,
you know,
true.
You're a fan.
And also, and the thing is, you could also just have a thing where, yeah, if you've seen version A, take your ticket for version A, and you get a discount for version B. Yeah,
very true.
And so, yeah, you save a bit of money, but you're still going twice. So then everyone wins.
Yeah,
exactly. And to be honest, I mean, I don't know if there are enough obsessive people to do it, but if it was a good film, I probably would. If there are enough differences, if it's just all 30 seconds difference, it's not worth another £9.
It means you could have the Avengers and have, just to bring it back again, and you could have four different endings where one of them, Thor wins the fight between them all. Another, it's the Hulk with his hammer from Millets. And then another, it's Captain America on his garden going, make my day. And then the other, it's Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got his suitcase armour. Well, you've got the upgraded armour, of course.
Yeah, ironing board.
Yes.
But Iron Man 3 is just him ironing. That's all it is. Should we could do a Desert Island Flicks of the best Avengers film thus far. Favourites of the ones that have...
It's a toss-up between Iron Man 1 or Thor, personally.
Okay. Mm.
Not seeing Captain America yet, but I think it'll be solid.
Looks promising.
Probably not, yeah. And Thor was a lot of fun. Mm. But Iron Man, I think because it sort of heralded what could be.
Yeah,
and sort
yeah.
of may, was it, it may even have been, was it the first Marvel film?
I think it was, actually.
Yeah. Actually, no, we'll think one of the Hulk films has to be.
Right.
But at least it left us thinking, oh, brilliant, you know, they've sort of done it right. Here is a superhero film done well.
Mm.
So, I think Iron Man, for me, personally.
I think I'm going to agree, actually. I don't like to agree, but I'm going to... Only because I'm not a superhero film fan, really, but I did like Iron Man.
Yeah.
And it did make me go, oh, this is better than I thought it was going to be by a long stretch.
Yeah.
I think Roger Ebert said that someone like Iron Man is the best example of a comic book film.
Mm.
Also the best, if you take a general structure of a comic film, the best a film could be. Spider-Man 2 is sort of the best film of the comic book films.
Okay.
If that makes sense. In that it's not... Spider-Man 2 is less limited by the fact that it's a comic book film. If that kind of makes sense. In that it takes ideas and concepts beyond just that. Although it may have been before The Dark Knight came out.
That changes everything.
Well, yes. Oh, no, actually, maybe it's the other way around, actually. Maybe Spider-Man 2 was the best example of that. And then The Dark Knight was the best. Anyway. But there were different scales involved. But you fancy Thor?
I do.
Yeah.
But I also quite fancy Iron Man, actually. Because
Hussy.
He's lovely.
I like Thor, and I like Iron Man. But which one's better? There's only one way to find out. It's what we did earlier.
Yeah, so in that case, it's got to be Thor, then, really, because he said that he'd win.
Yeah. But we weren't talking about which one would win your affections.
Oh, God, just imagine that, both of them together just going, fighting over me. Oh.
Okay. I'm just finding the fight very entertaining. I'm kind of editing you out of it, and then the fight just becomes...
Well, Jen's just off screen,
okay.
It is all right.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
Everyone wins.
Yeah. Except for one of Thor or Iron Man.
Only Thor wins, obviously.
Because one of them ends up with Jen, and no one wants
That's true. So Thor loses.
On that bombshell, and old Jen's
that's why he's called a Thor loser. There we go. Boom.
Well done. On that bombshell, we will spare you from any further despair.
So sorry.
Yes.
Good. Well, it's been fun.
Yes.
To do this again.
But if you've got other random topics for us to debate,
yes. Answer your questions in a timely manner.
So podcast@moviebanter.co.uk.
Thank you.
Or tweet us @moviebanter.
Please do.
Or Facebook us. Just look for
Book
Movie Banter
face.
On Facebook.
Yes.
And, yes.
Good. Well, till next time, be a person.
Carry on living.
Great tagline, isn't it?
Keep breathing.
Yeah.
Keep breathing, though. That's very important.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever you do, don't stop.
In.
Don't stop breathing.
I thought you'd say don't stop bereaving, which would be a slightly different. Oh, I want that played at my funeral.
Don't stop bereaving.
Anyway, on that bombshell.
Bye.
Bye.